Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Hei in the Art School Zohar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting in Amud Aleph on the top. Says the Gemara Rabbo b'Shem Rav Yehuda. Kol Shom Yidochem im Koymoy Vilvad Basar. When you move Purim from its proper day, as we mentioned, we have days that you move it, then you have to read Megillah with 10 people. Ve'aron Chamir Rabbonin Afil B'Yachid. We saw Rabbanan, they read it even individually, without Tzibur, even when it was moved. Ravuna b'shavasi kol shomer yidochel yom haknisa b'vav b'asor. Whenever you move Purim to yom haknisa, to a Thursday, so you have to have 10 people. Rav Chananya omar yispalgun, Rav Chuno v'Rav Yudo, there's a machlokes of Chuno v'Rav Yudo, chad omar v'ad b'asor, always you have to have 10. V'chuno omar afilu b'yichidi, even an individual can read the Megillah. Meisi mando omar v'ad b'asor, l'mando omar afilu b'yichidi. The mando omar holds that you have to have 10, ask the one who can read the Megillah on your own. Achubim koimo yikro. Meaning, why do we move the villages? To come and read the Yom Kniso. And the Gemara understands the reason is, so if they have a minion to read the Megillah, they can read it on their own. So you don't have to have a minion. And the Gemara stays with the question. So the Gemara, Omar Rebbe, Salkos Masniso, Achadus, Vishnemers, Vishloshes, Vishabos, Vishamishosar. So here the Yushalmi says in a very short line, what the Gemara says, Gemara Bavli says in length, that if you compare the first Mishnah that we had in the Masechta, we said the Megillah Nikris b'chadasor b'shtemes b'shloshesor b'abarso chamiyotchaosor 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, meaning we're going based on the days of the month. Then this previous Mishnah we just had went based on the days of the week, which is the opposite order. When Yudal falls on a Monday, when it falls on a Tuesday, when it falls on a Wednesday, when it falls on a Thursday, when it falls on a Friday. Because when it falls on a Monday, so you read on Yudalit. When it falls on a Tuesday, you read on Yud Gimel. When it falls on a Wednesday, you read on Yud Beis. So you're going backwards in the days of the month, the opposite of the order that we had in the first Mishnah. So that's what Rebbe says, Salkas Mastiso, the Mishnah moved from the list that we said in the beginning. Halacha da'al zok the Mishnah. Eizu yir gedoyla, what is a large city which is not a village? Kol sheyesh ba'asor batlon, you have 10 people in the shul waiting to daven. Pokos mikan, less than 10 people in the shul the whole time. Harezik fire, it's a village. Continues the Mishnah, in these days, we said that Purim, you can read either Yudal Tzvav or earlier, not later. The time when people donated wood to Beis HaMikdash, days that we'll see in the Gemara, the people donated wood to Beis HaMikdash, and Koyanim joined them in some of them as well. And Tisha B'Av, V'Chagigo, when you have to record Chagigo on Beis HaMikdash, V'Akel, when you have to gather Am Yisrael and Sukkis after Shemitah, you always delay it and don't make it earlier. Even though we said make it earlier and not later, meaning that you make Purim an earlier date, mutarim the earlier date besped uvetainis with a eulogy and fasting uvataras lev yoinim, and also you could do mataras lev yoinim earlier. Meaning, even though we said mataras lev yoinim should be done and you dial it, you can make it earlier. That's only in these places where they would come in, the villages would come into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. But if you don't have that, then you read only in the proper date, you don't move it. Says the Gemara, first Gemara explain, what does it mean, Asor Batlonim? Tan Asor Batlonim, Yemelachton, and Basic Nesses. 10 people, they're not working, they're always in shul to make sure there's a minion. Rido Omar, Kegoin Onu, Shein Anu Tzrichim, Elo L'Talmudeinu. It's like us, all we do is learn Torah. We don't have anything else, and you may be always available in shul. Says the Gemara, Tani Kfar Shein Bor Asoro, Takantoi Kilkaltoi V'naso Kihir. Meaning, the way the Rambam explains it, is that if you don't have the option for the Kfarim to gather together, to have a minion, because they don't have the possibility of getting a minion of 10, so they don't get together on Mondays and Thursdays. So you may when they read the Megillah, in the proper date, the only reason we let the Kfarim change is because they gather and they get a minion in the Yerim HaKniso. But if they don't have that, I mean, they don't have the ability to have a minion, so they keep Purim in the proper date, so the Takano comes from a Klala, they don't have a minion. Continue the Gemara, and it says, "Be'elo amru magdim v'lo ma'achim, kriyas ha-megillah v'truma shkolim magdim v'lo ma'achim." What are the things you make it early, not later? Kriyas ha-megillah, as we learned, and truma shkolim, that you come and announce to do the truma, you do it either on Tisvav or earlier. Because you have to make sure that the money will be collected before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Seudas Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara, v'seudas purim, me'achim v'lo magdimim. The Seudah of Rosh Chodesh they did when they did Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Seudah of Purim, you don't do it earlier, do it only later. Because the Chiyuv did not come yet. It's a special thing by Megillah that you can't do it later. But the Seudah you could do later. Continues the Gemara with base. Rab Zoyer Rabo Kamei Ravo Veyasu Oysom Shabbos. Why don't you do the suda on Shabbos itself? Why have to push it? Omer Leila Sois Oysom Mishte VeSimcha. It says you're making it a day of Simcha. It's just Simcha Sotlui VeBeisin. The day that it's depending on Beisin. Yet so this is Simcha Sotlui VeDeShamayim. Here we have a Simcha anyway VeDeShamayim because of Shabbos. So that's not the day of Purim. So you have to move Purim. The suda you move to after Purim. Says the Gemara Magbas Purim LePurim. When you collect money for the poor people on Purim, they have to give it to Purim only. You can't change it. Meaning not only that the Gabbai Tzedakah can't change another Tzedakah, but the poor man himself should not use the money to buy something for his shoe, to buy a strap for his shoe. He should buy it only for food and Purim. Ain't medaktik even mitzvahs Purim. We don't medaktik to give the tzedakah only to people that need it. And the kol mishu poishet is yodoy litoy noistim loy. Anybody who asks for money, you give him. Ain't mishanim b'moris Purim. Says the one now, we just mentioned that you're not allowed to change the money of Purim. Hashar kol moris mishanim, but other monies you could change. Ela kol moris actually nosu legizborim. All the money before was given to the gizborim, the people that are in charge. You can change this. A person has money, wants to give it to the gizbor for a certain purpose. He can say, you know what, I want to use it for another purpose. But mishanidu legizborim ain't atra shele shenoisim. Once you give it to the gizbor can't change it. Once you give it to the gabbai tzedakah, he can't change it. But Purim, even before you give it to the gizbor, you can change it. Says the Gemara, say a koyanim. We're speaking about the Zman Eitzim. Now, the following Gemara is the Gemara we saw in the end of Maseches Tainis, and the Gemara just repeats it exactly word for word. What is this idea of the time of the Atzei Koyanim, that it's a time of Simcha, the Atzei Koyanim Ve'am, when the people and Koyanim sometimes come and join them? What is this? Yisrael came from the Goylo. They couldn't find enough wood in the Lishka for the Mizbech. Came these families, they gave Eitzim for on their own, they gave it to the Tzibur. Nikrivu mehem korban tzibur, and they brought the korban tzibur from them. V'hidui mehem anivim shebinehem, so the nevim made a condition, made basically a treaty with them. Shavil lishko meleo etzim, even if the lishka is full of wood, v'ondu eilu v'nisnadu etzim mishal atzvom, and these families are going to bring etzim from their own, shal yakorban miskarev elem mishalayim tchilo. The korban will be using their wood, because they, in that earlier generation, they gave the wood to Beis Hamikdash, and that's what Beis Hamikdash needed. So they're able to give the Eitzim always, every generation. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yisi only. Rabbi Yisi holds that one can donate to Beis Hamikdash things that belong to the Tzibur. He's referring to specifically for the people that were guarding the barley at days of Shemitah to be used in Beis Hamikdash. So the question, it says you have to pay them. Why have to pay them? Because if not, it belongs to them. And they're giving to Beis Hamikdash to consider it to be a personal. It belongs to someone personal, and he has to belong to the tzibur. Kozer basically says, no, it's okay. He can be a shir b'chidom, do it for free, and give it to the tzibur. Because at the end of the day, he will give it to the tzibur, will belong to the tzibur. So an individual can give it to the tzibur. It's a shita of Rabbi Yisi that an individual can give something that will belong eventually to the tzibur, and Rabbana disagree. Here everybody agrees. When did they argue if an individual can give something for the tzibur? The korban itself. Can you give an animal that belongs to the individual for the tzibur? Only a preparation for the korban. Like over here, the one who's guarding the barley. Everybody agrees that one individual could give it to a korban tzibur. So back to our sugar, we speak about the wood. Can the wood be given from an individual family? First of all, Darwin says, only according to Abiyah you can do it, not according to Rabbanan. Second of all, Darwin says, Rabbanan will agree because it's only a bachshire carbon. Tani isho, shosos, ktoyis, levod, a similar sugi we have, a woman made a nice white cloth for her child, who's a koyed, to be able to work in Beis Hamikdash. Tzichol litzol tzibur, she has to give it to the tzibur because the void of the koyed is the void of the tzibur. That's only according to Abayisi. Meaning, an individual can give a donation, it will belong to the tzibur. Everybody agrees with that. What are they arguing? Only when it's the guf shel korban, meaning only when you give the korban itself, can an individual give it for the tzibur. So everybody agrees that an individual could give the korban tzibur. And here, the clothing of a koyed is a bachshiri korban, it's not the korban itself. So it comes out, we have here a machloikis. Rav Acha is the one who says that our Mishnah that says this mark, that there's about an Eitzim is only according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbanon, an individual cannot donate Eitzim to Beis HaMikdash. So what was this about Eitzim? Now that they actually gave wood to Beis HaMikdash, it was a day of celebration to come and remember the first days. Because the first days of Beis HaMikdash, individuals did donate to Beis HaMikdash because there was no other choice. There's no other wood. But after that, when the tzibur can bring their own wood, you don't take for an individual. So it's about Eitzim, it was only a day of celebration, not an actual day that you brought wood to Beis HaMikdash. Says the morning now, Mastin, so the following Braiso, Pligo Rav Acha, argues Rav Acha. Because it says, Oysama Yomi Noagim Mishas HaKorban, Ubishloi Mishas HaKorban. These days, it means Eitzim is when you have a korban and you don't have a korban. But according to Rav Acha, Aliba de Rabbanon, even Mishas HaKorban, they didn't actually bring wood. So what's the difference between Shas HaKorban and Shas HaKorban? What's a Chiddush? But according, if we hold that they always brought the wood, so you have a Chiddush. When they bring the wood, you have a day of celebration. And even if they don't bring the wood, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, you still have a day of celebration. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, "Ain't no argument with Shas HaKorban. You only celebrate with Shas HaKorban." So clearly, Rabbanon, the argument with Rabbi Yossi hold that there was days that you did bring wood to Beis HaMikdash. Void min adon, another raya. The Tani find a brayso ma'ablozo bar tzadok. Ani eisi ibn sano ben binyamin. I was from that mishpacha, which is one of the families that we mentioned with Seches Tainis that brought wood to Beis HaMikdash. V'chal Tisha B'av L'yois B'Shabbos, Tisha B'av fell on a Shabbos, V'dachinu Ois L'omit to Shabbos, and it was moved to Sunday, because whenever Tisha B'av falls on a Shabbos, it's moved to Sunday. Says the word, V'av V'mund Aleph, V'ayinu Mis'ani V'loim Ashlimim. So we didn't do a full Tainis on Tisha B'av, because this is the day of celebration for the Zman Eitzim. And the Gemara understands that if it's Doichi Tisha B'av, it means not just a day of commemoration of something that happened in the past, but that was an actual day where they brought wood to Beis HaMikdash. Meaning it was a full korban at that time, Beis HaMikdash. That's a raya, the Zman Eitzim was literally bringing Eitzim Beis HaMikdash, and individuals could bring it and give it to the Tzibur. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Hei.